Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show. Wake up to love, your call to action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru. Feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth.
Hello, everyone. It's Friday. Yay. Welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Stories of Hope today. I am so excited about the guests that we have on today that I'm going to introduce you to. Our first guest is from the UK. We have a lot of guests from the UK that come and join us here on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Her name is Jacqueline Kent, and she has been living a real life roller coaster from the age of 16 on. From teen pregnancy to depression, bereavement, diagnosis of her son's disability. And that was just the first years. In 2018, she published her memoirs, Onward and Upward. And it was at this point that she began to realize how much power there was in the story of her transformational journey. The time and effort put into her learning and personal development have meant that she has started to shine her light brighter than ever, by showing women in midlife just what's possible when they learn to love themselves first, above all else. She has spoken on numerous podcasts and featured in magazines sharing her healing journey and real life love story, the foundation of which has helped her to believe that anything truly is possible. She is certified as a quantum human design specialist, has empowered her to teach midlife women how to truly see and know themselves. As a woman who loves helping other women to take these steps, her heartfelt approach compassionately inspires them to make their own well-being a much higher priority and think first about their own needs for the greater good of all. And I'm just going to say, and so it is. Yeah. And now her perfect client is a woman who has reached a time in her life where change is becoming inevitable and looking for someone to gently guide her through it in a way that empowers everything that she dreams of being one day. Jacqueline's heartset coaching work will have you feeling like you're being taken care of by a good friend, feeling nurtured and supported while receiving clear guidance to steer you in the direction of your dreams. I say yes to that. Hello, Jacqueline Kent.
Hello, Cornelia. It's great to be on today. Thank you for having me on as your guest.
It's so great to have you. So, you know, I like everything that you're doing with, you know, having clearly identified all the challenges that you've overcome as a creator being, as a human being in your life, and all the things that you've had to face. And then you turned it into memoirs, which is publishing and writing and sharing your story and communication. And then, of course, the human design. For those of us that don't know what the human design is, you might want to touch on that here in a little bit and let us know about what is the human design. Just for your information, I'm a 3-5. So, yeah. And now you are supporting your ideal client is women in midlife that really want to step into the life that they were meant to live, the life that they were meant to live. Because in the first life that they were born into, you know, they were basically sacrificing themselves in the name of everything, for everyone. And now in this new earth energy, these women have to put themselves first. And that's a struggle sometimes, don't you think?
Absolutely. And you know, where my real all the deep transformative stuff began for me was very much that I'd been at the point where I was sacrificing myself. I believed that my job was actually to make everything okay for everybody else and pay no attention to my own needs, my own feelings, what my heart was telling me about what I needed to do in my life. I just felt like I didn't have the capacity to deal with it. So I pushed it down, kept, you know, doing the things for everybody that was around me, and it didn't get me anywhere. until, one day it was like there was this opportunity presented to me to do things that little bit differently, a conversation with a life coach that just changed the way that I saw everything. And she basically just said to me, when you learn to put yourself higher up the list, everything else will fall into place. And so that was 7.5 years ago. And it's now pretty much the walk that the talk that I talk as well. It's, it was so eye-opening for me to see evolving in front of me that by choosing what I needed and guiding my own way through something to a place that felt good and choosing what felt good and knowing that choosing that was absolutely okay to do, because this is the story that we tell ourselves. We can't choose what feels good. We have to put ourselves in this place where that is the last thing we're ever going to think about. So there's a re-education piece around learning that making those choices is actually going to change so many of the other parts of your life that may be feeling so difficult.
Yeah, it's the same thing. I mean, we've heard this time and time again. I guess you really had to be ready for it, is basically when the life coach said it. You probably had signals along the way, you probably, because you always felt depleted. You always felt probably resentful, like, what about me? What about me? What about me? When is it going to be my turn? And that is, we have to see things sometimes more than once before we really are ready to change and flip the script. And so you were at that point where you were ready to hear what your life coach was saying to you. There's so many of us that were born into this world that we felt like we're here to save others. We're here to be a slave for others. We're here to serve others. From a place without us at the lead, right? Like without us in the vision. And that was all part of, I'm with human design. I'm sure that you are into astrology as well, but that was all part of the Piscean age where, right, where we sacrificed ourselves for the greater good, which now that we're in this new earth, new era, new paradigm, it is about including ourselves into it, which means that we have to put the mask on first. We have to self-nurture, we have to self-love, we have to take care of ourselves first and totally fill our cup.
Yeah, and that is the thing. So when it comes to that cup, you can't pour from an empty cup, but also even giving from a half full cup is not really that right balance, because your cup needs to be overflowing for you to have enough to give.
And
And
that's
this
why I always like to say, give from your overflow. Give from your overflow. So, like, basically, your cup is always full because why? Because you're nurturing yourself, you're taking care of yourself, you're taking rest and self-care. It's a value to you, it's meaningful to you. And you're filling your own cup, and then there's so much to give. And like you said earlier on, you said this, that everything changes once you do that one thing.
And I think it's very hard for people to believe that that is what is going to happen for them. And I was very much that person. I had that life coaching session and came away thinking, she has no idea what she's talking about. She doesn't know me. She doesn't know the first thing about my life. And then there was this big light bulb that went off or on that was like, well, you've paid this person for their help because you've run out of options. You've run out of ideas. You've got nothing. So why not just take that life belt that's being handed to you and do the work that she is suggesting that you do, which was all about looking at my beliefs and what I believed I was worthy of. And my life completely turned around within 9 weeks. It was just, had somebody even said that to me at the time, this is what's going to happen, I would have run a mile. I didn't think I was ready, but I kept going forwards and forwards and forwards, and just like I didn't have a fixed idea about where it was going. I let go of that outcome, and that was like the most powerful thing that I could have done in that moment. And it's, you know, we talk a lot about goal setting and all of that sort of stuff in the coaching industry, and it's all very much about getting to where you want to go. But sometimes the best thing you can do is trust that the right thing is going to happen as an outcome, regardless of whether it was part of your plan or not.
I have found that it's never according to, the plans that we put out, like the plans that you have, because really it's about the divine plan. It's about the soul plan. It's about the plan that you came in to experience as a soul. But when you're thinking from your mind of, oh, I want this, I want that, is that really in alignment with what you need as a soul to grow and experience some of the things that you need to go through, like the things you've gone through, the things I've gone through, the challenging things that we've had to face and deal with? And then, but I love what happened when you said, you had the self-realization to realize that, well, you paid this person to tell you this, and this person told you this, and it's true. It's true. Because on some point you wanted to reject that truth and dismiss this person so that you can stay comfortable in your comfort zone because you were afraid to, because you don't know what the plan is.
Yeah, exactly that. And I still remember the day that, you know, I had had this major understanding that nothing was ever going to be the same again, which was the day that I finally ended my abusive marriage, or finally let that be the outcome of what the work that I had been doing was. It was time to let that go. I got in the car to take my sons to the park, and I had this moment where I thought, we can't go to the same place we always go to. We have to go somewhere new.
Oh,
And it
that's
has to
great.
be about, like, I genuinely had this feeling like I'm changing my life because I'm not doing things the same way I've always done them. And that was it. And it was like, all we're doing is going to a different park, a couple of miles that way instead of going the other direction. And by doing that, I knew that that was a really conscious, deliberate thing that was going to mean that I could do that with anything. And it's, you know, to recognize that and be able to talk about that and the realization that happened for that moment is, I think, you know, something that, I mean, I revisit it a lot when I'm doing, you know, Facebook lives and all that sort of thing in my groups and stuff, because it's such a big thing to understand that in changing one thing, you can change the path of where you are headed, even just one very small, seemingly insignificant change. It's actually the intention that goes behind it.
Yeah. And again, it takes that courage. It takes that courage. And you said it earlier, it takes you to make a different choice to choose where you want to go. And, I'll add to that by saying that, especially this 2024 and 2025 that we're moving into, we have no idea where things are going. We have no clue. So, what would be the welcomed way for us to embrace this time period of revolutionary change that we are all in right now? And I would recommend what I do is embrace, accept living in the uncertainty day by day, that it's life is not certain, where it's not certain anymore because so many things are changing. But the one thing that's certain is about who you are and what the life that you want to create and want to live. And that's why the work that you do, Jacqueline, is so important. So when you do your session work, do you do life coaching sessions, or are they human design sessions? Why don't you tell us a little bit about human design?
So I'm pretty much, I started off with coaching, and when human design kind of presented itself to me as another way of doing this work. So I started my certification training at the end of 2022. So not really that long ago, but I've actually built a framework. So we go through a series of sessions and we explore the different aspects of who you are through the lens of human design. And human design being a really powerful blend of Eastern and Western astrology, the Kabbalah, the Chinese I Ching, the Hindu chakras, and quantum physics. And they all come together to create your human design chart. And seeing yourself through the lens of human design gives you permission, gives you a really powerful permission to start reimagining the story that you're telling about yourself. It's a really beautiful way to reframe what has happened to you and the what you are doing going forwards. And so this container that I have people in is usually one-to-one work that we do, and we'll explore the chart and then we'll explore what that means for them through coaching and using what I call ponder points, which are journal prompts. And sometimes we do a little bit of tapping, bit of EFT to help release some of those old stories and really look at them in a new, through a new pair of eyes almost.
Yeah. So, well, since I told you that I was a 3-5, do you want to just kind of speak to a few sentences to what a 3-5 is, the profile?
Absolutely. So the three is very much somebody who is on an experiential journey of experimentation, having tried many, many, many different things over time to figure out what works and figure out what doesn't. So you're a really powerful source of knowledge for people to come to and find information. And then the five actually acts almost as a karmic mirror. So often people will have their stuff reflected back to them through their interactions with you.
Oh,
Is
that's
that
good. I like that.
yeah
I've never heard it said exactly like that. That's really,
okay love
yeah.
that
I
love
love
that
that. Yeah, I
thank
love that. It's really cool. I've heard a lot of people talk about human design, but never
you
this word. So thank you for saying that. Let's tell the audience where they can find you on social media, your website, how they can look you up.
That would be great, thank you. So my website is actually straightforward, jacquelinekent.co.uk. I'm on Instagram at Jacqueline Kent Official, and I have a Facebook group which is called the Heartfelt Human Design Collective. And that is where we kind of gather and I share little stories, nuggets of wisdom that I'm learning on my own human design experiment, anything else that comes up. We have some really great conversations in there. And there, those three places, if you go to my website, you can, you know, interchangeably find those other ones. You can download free guides and all that sort of good stuff as well to help you start going on your own personal discovery journey.
Yeah, I love that. I love what you're doing in the world. I would love to certainly have you come back in the future for another longer conversation, maybe going a little bit deeper into the human design aspect and share more of how those tools can really help someone gain greater access into their design, is what it
Great.
is,
Thank you
right?
very much.
So, Jacqueline, thank you so much. And everyone, we're going to take a break on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. We'll be right back. Everyone, come check out this new app I'm featured in. You're going to look for KS Media Group app in the App Store, download it, launch and create your free account, get the free ebook. You're going to find me under directories. Click on resources of the world's best influencers. Find me at the top of the list and take advantage of evolving your daily practice, cultivating deep inner peace, growing in love with my YouTube channel, and all the ways that you can connect with me now on social media and other ways as well. There's also a long list of live podcasts there that are listed under the directories to help you to live your best life now. Go and hurry, get the KS Media app, go to the App Store and download it now.
You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day, and we love to hear from you. Leave comments and questions for the host to address live, on the air, and get to know the faces behind the voices you love. Just go to Facebook and search for Transformation Talk Radio.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to corneliastephanie.com.
Do you want to become a host? Start your own podcast to inspire, persuade, and influence others on what you're passionate about? At the Transformation Network, we can help make your talk radio dreams happen. Let's take your hopes, dreams, and passions and put them on air today. Email us at host@transformationtalkradio.com to learn more about becoming a host of your very own show.
Welcome back, everyone. It's an honor and a pleasure to be with you today on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. My next guest is Dr. Manuela Powell. She's a life coach for women who are ready to start living the most outrageously real years of their lives. After finally getting the memo that she was queer at the tender age of 47, she realized most women could use some help to come out of whichever BS closet they've been stuck in forever. So she took it upon herself to be their soul fluffer. For 20 years, Manuela was a breast cancer surgeon, but after having her second child, she decided she wanted to free herself from endless work hours, toxic work environments, and unflattering scrubs. She put away her scalpel to instead dissect women's minds and help them exercise the shoulds, musts, and not good enoughs from their brains forever so that they can stop people-pleasing and learn to fully trust themselves to the honor of the patriarchy police. She's a native from Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. After living in New York City, Washington, D.C., and Hawaii, she currently calls Austin, Texas, her home, as a single mama to her two sons. She dances every day, curses like a sailor who stubbed his toe, and doesn't give a single crap to people who think she should behave her age. Excellent! Welcome to the show today.
Thank you. So glad to be here.
So good. You're giving people permission to be who they are.
Yeah. Don't we need that?
I think we do. Yeah, we do need that. So that must have been quite a journey. So you went to college to become a surgeon.
Yeah. Well, medical school. Yeah. In Brazil, there's no college. So you go straight to university.
Okay. So you went there. And was that a dream you had or was that your family's doing?
Oh, that's interesting because no, it was neither. I actually went into business school because we don't have college. You go straight from, you know, high school to university. And a month in, I was like, nope, that's not it. And then I dreamt about being a doctor for 2 weeks. And then that's what I did. And that's a whole other story. But that's how I became a doctor. My parents were not pleased, by the way.
Oh, your parents were not pleased. That's pretty amazing. Yeah. What did your parents want you to do?
I don't think they wanted me to do anything in particular. I think they just knew how difficult it was. And I was not a good student, which they pointed out when I said I was going to go to medical school.
Wow. Yeah, that's huge. That's huge. But I find it even more huge, you know, that after, you know, going to medical school and then, you know, being a surgeon and doing what you did, that then I think you needed to have the experience, didn't you?
Absolutely. On some level,
you needed to have that experience to take you to the place where you're at now, helping women release their not good enoughs, release their shoulds, release all of the things. Because again, what is breast cancer really? Like, what is the root cause of where it starts and why does that start to begin with?
Yeah, absolutely. That I truly believe that. And even before being a coach, as I was a doctor, I would see these dynamics with people in my office. Like, these women did everything right. They eat the kale, they do the Pilates, they do all the things, they're healthy. And here they are with cancer. But then you see the dynamic and you see how they're really not the person who they want to be, or they are who they think they should be. They're supposed to be. So it's people pleasing people, and it's also people pleasing society, right? You're just doing as you're expected because that's what you need to do because you're a woman. So I do think that's a major contributor, not obviously the only cause, but for sure a major contributor to many diseases, including cancer.
And I think we have to look at really again because where we're going in our evolutionary process in living longer, sustaining health, what is the root cause of dis-ease, discomfort in the body? Where does it begin? Where have we neglected ourselves? Where our thoughts and emotions have continuously been suppressed in and instead of out and letting it out. And in my belief system that in the new earth, in the new world, disease, will not exist because if we're really feeling our feelings fully and expressing our emotions and doing the childhood deep inner healing, then there's no need to have these type of diseases, right? Because we're living life to the fullest. That's why the work that you're doing, helping women, calling them out, calling not to be hiding.
And I think that's very true what you said. It's when the our I the inner child, the higher self, the whatever you want to call it, your soul, whatever, whenever that is not being expressed fully because of things that we know deep down are just made up, because all the rules are made up. The fact that you have to do X and Y and Z, like, this is all made up. This is not a thing. That, it's just we as humans, and especially the white man since forever, made the rules, and we're here following them. And of course, it's so much better now, but there's so much still to do. And that inner part and the outer part are not aligned. And that's a big cause of disease for sure. For sure, autoimmune diseases and those mysterious symptoms that people have here and there and can't explain, that for sure has a lot to do with it.
Yeah, I'll say 95%, there's maybe I'll give it even 10. I'll give it 10. But let's start on the emotional healing. Let's look at the mental beliefs and all of the things, and let's really start taking responsibility for our bodies and our lives and looking, where we've given our power away, where we need to claim it back.
Absolutely.
So because I know the environment, does infect us, and I know that the food we eat, all of it, it's all connected, but the emotional well-being is a good place to start. So in your bio, you talked about that you are now dancing every day. So what is your what is your ideal day, or how many hours a day do you work now? Because before you probably used to work 12 hours a day, and now you work
On a good day. Yeah.
on a good day.
No, I don't work a million hours a day anymore, thankfully. And my kids are in elementary school, so I work basically business hours or school hours. And that's exactly the reason, one of the reasons I left medicine, because I wanted to be able to raise my kids and see my kids. And if they're sick, I want to be home and all of these things.
Yeah, so that's important because you're setting up the lifestyle that you want to live. I was looking at the recently, this book has been out for a long time, but I'm really looking at it right now. The 4 hour work week,
Yeah,
right?
Tim Ferriss, right?
And I mean, that's been out for a long time, but it's really calling to me right now, like in a major way. 4 hours, just imagine, 4 hours. How is that?
I would say I do not. I mean, I love Tim Ferriss. I'm not saying I would not want to work just 4 hours a week. I like working 4 hours a day, sure. 4 hours a week, that's I can do a little bit more.
Well, it depends on what you define work too,
Exactly.
It really depends. Like when I would like to have maybe 4 hours a day is more realistic to that. But again, speaking of our ideal days of creation, how do we want to live? How do we want to, I like to be in my routine, and I like to let my creativity reign. And creativity it could also be working, because you're putting your creativity to work, like whatever that is. So
I think the work now that I do is basically a creative, well, not the client session itself, but everything else, because there's a lot of marketing and all that stuff, or classes or trainings and all of those things. And this is, for me, I don't want to do things that are just educational. I want to also do things that are entertaining. I know that because when I want to be educated, I also want to be entertained at the same time. How wonderful is that? So
Yes.
I really want to express my creativity in a way that I was not able to express before.
Yeah, I like that. I really like that. So you are also, you said in your bio, you're also queer. So now you're also gay, right? Is that right?
Bisexual.
Bisexual.
Yes.
Okay. So is that that's what that means? Okay. And and but you're also a single mom now.
Yes.
Do you want to say anything about that?
Sure. I don't know what well, the a lot of people are like, wait, how, what, and what's
Yeah,
going on? How did you get the, and I love putting that in my bio exactly for to make people be like, what does that mean? Because when I told this to people the first time, they're like, how do you know that? So what basically happened was eventually I realized that I was bisexual. And I think the reason I never noticed that until I was 47 was because number one, I grew up in a country that's very macho and very, in the sense people think, oh, Brazil is very open, but it was especially not in the 70s. We were on the military dictatorship. It was not, like sexuality was not discussed. Definitely, my parents never discussed anything with me. So I had no idea that that was a thing, even. And I never thought about it. Well, I'm attracted to men. So, like, all right, I'm good, right? I don't have to think about anything. Until one day I realized, I was like, wait, I don't know if that's all there is. And I think that's one of the things that I started noticing, how because of the way we are raised and what society wants from us and all that, we don't even analyze parts of ourselves that are like, how could I not know this until I was 47 years old? That is crazy to me.
That is.
And until I was like, wait, I think I'm attracted to women. What? How did I
Yeah.
not know? And
Right.
it was because it was like, no, but you're doing the right thing. You are attracted to men. So forget about the red. Like, you don't, I never had that conscious thought, obviously, but it was just like, I don't need to think about this until the day I started analyzing so much and being so much inside and being like, okay, who am I exactly? What do I want? What all the things that we're talking about, all these rules. I'm like, let me think, well, whose beliefs are those? And what exactly, who exactly am I? And that was one of the things that came to me. And I literally say it came to me because it literally came to me. He just like one fine day, I'm just like, wait, I think that's a thing. I'm just like, let me think about this real quick. And when I told people, including my husband at the time, he was like, yeah, I can see that.
Wow.
What? I don't even know what he meant by that. I think it was a little bit shocking to him, but also, and that's not why we're not married anymore. We're, it was many other things, but it was just there were so many people that I told, and they're like, yeah, I see that. I don't know if it's the hair. I don't know what the thing is, but it was
Well,
like,
it's interesting, that this is such a great story, I think, I mean, for those of you that are listening to the show right now, ask yourself, what is it that hasn't occurred to you in your life about you? And this is not
yes.
talking about that you look at to see if you're bi or whatever, but just like anything, like what have you been hiding from yourself to keep yourself protected or keep yourself as a people pleaser to do all the things that you were conditioned to doing. So
Yeah.
I think that's a great way to really look at what, because the ultimate experience for us here to be humans on this planet, I think, is to live in our freedom and be free.
Yeah, and I think what you mentioned now is very important because I didn't have to tell anyone this. Right, like this is nobody's business. Maybe my husband, but like nobody else, right? And the reason I did was because of that. Because first of all, I think the less quote unquote secrets we have, the better it is. Because if there's nothing that people can find out about you, you can be really just who you are. Right. And I'm sure 100%, I know for a fact, there's lots of people who have many thoughts about this. I know because some of them told me that, and others, probably lots who didn't. And if you're secretive, if you don't want to tell people, there's always like that thing that you're like, well, I am this thing, but can I really express, be it the way you dress, be it how you speak, anything. Like there's so many things that to me, really freedom is just being who you are and being okay with that and knowing that for sure a lot of people are not going to be okay with it. For sure. And being okay with that, being okay with people being wrong about you. I think that is one of the most amazing skills you can learn. Just letting people think whatever they think and not even try to convince them, because you know who you are. So I know, yeah. I know who I am. I know that this is not wrong. I know this is just, you know, some BS rule that someone one day decided and now here we are. And I want to raise my kids. I want them to know that they can be whomever they are, that there's no like, oh, this is how you're supposed to be. This is who you're supposed to like. This is, you know, wait until you're 50 to figure out something massive about you that, you know, God knows how many chances you could have, I don't know, missed in your life because you don't realize these things about you. And be it like, maybe you're a CEO who always wanted to be an artist. You don't have to let go of it and abandon your career, but you can be okay. How can I put a little bit of that in my life so that you can live better?
Yeah, I love that. It's again, and I love the fact that you're raising your kids. How old are they?
They're 6 and almost 9.
6 and almost 9. You know, such a crucial age for how our belief systems are formed between the ages of 0 and 7. So, you know, that's where it all starts during that time. So it's really important, you know, with what you're teaching them now and just, you know, instilling that freedom, because those children, your children are our future leaders in this world.
Yeah. You know? And they need to know that they can, there's so many different professions they can be. There's so many things they can be that I was like, no, these are the things you can do. This is what makes money. This is how your life is supposed to be. You have to do this. You have to get married. You have to have kids. You have to, no, you don't have to do any of these things.
Yeah. Now your life coaching as your, you know, work now, and you're helping many women. And do you also work with men?
No, just women. Just women. I was a breast cancer surgeon, so I've been working with women for.
Yeah. Women decades. Is your, yep. That's your, that's your ideal client. So let's tell the audience where they can look you up, where they can find out more about you. And, you know, do you do discovery calls? Is that how you introduce?
I do a free 1-hour discovery call. And my website is manuelapowell.com. And you can find me on all the social medias as Dr. Dr. Manuela Powell. And I love connecting with new people. So please find me, DM me, send me a message. I love that.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's wonderful having you on the show today. I'd love to have you come back in the future for another conversation. For a longer conversation. That would be wonderful. Thank you so much. We're going to take a break on the Cornelia Stephanie Show, everyone. We'll be right back. Everyone, come check out this new app I'm featured in. You're going to look for KS Media Group app in the App Store, download it, launch and create your free account, get the free ebook. You're going to find me under directories, click on resources of the world's best influencers, find me at the top of the list, and take advantage of evolving your daily practice, cultivating deep inner peace, growing in love with my YouTube channel, and all the ways that you can connect with me now on social media and other ways as well. There's also a long list of live podcasts there that are listed under the directories to help you to live your best life now. Go and hurry, get the KS Media app, go to the App Store and download it now.
You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day, and we love to hear from you. Leave comments and questions for the host to address live, on the air, and get to know the faces behind the voices you love. Just go to Facebook and search for Transformation Talk Radio.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to corneliastephanie.com.
Do you want to become a host? Start your own podcast to inspire, persuade, and influence others on what you're passionate about? At the Transformation Network, we can help make your talk radio dreams happen. Let's take your hopes, dreams, and passions and put them on air today. Email us at host@transformationtalkradio.com to learn more about becoming a host of your very own show. Do you want to become a host? Start your own podcast to inspire, persuade, and influence others on what you're passionate about? At the Transformation Network, we can help make your talk radio dreams happen. Let's take your hopes, dreams, and passions and put them on air today. Email us at host@transformationtalkradio.com to learn more about becoming a host of your very own show.
Welcome back, everyone. My next guest is Deanna Marie. She understands the challenges of living with an alcoholic, having endured such a relationship for nearly two decades. Yet within the depths of despair, she clung to the belief that a better life awaited her. Deanna tried everything to salvage her marriage, including Al-Anon and therapy. Gradually, things started to shift, and she uncovered her inner strength and determination for change. It was during this transformative period that Deanna recognized the lack of resources for women navigating alcoholic relationships. Desperate for guidance, she sought someone who could understand the unique challenges, but couldn't find the support that she needed. Driven by this realization, Deanna envisioned a future where she could be the support that she once sought. That's really good. Today, as a certified life coach, she fulfills that vision, providing the support that she once craved. Deanna helps her clients identify their desires for their relationships and lives, guiding them to make decisions aligned with their goals. Her message is clear. Peace and happiness are within reach, and she encourages her clients to take steps towards a brighter and more fulfilling future. Well, welcome to the show, Deanna. It's wonderful to have you here. Deanna Marie.
Thank you, Cornelia. It's great to be here.
So are you still in your marriage?
I actually am not. I did end up leaving that marriage 18 years ago.
Okay. So you were in that marriage, and that's when all of this was showing itself to you.
Yes. Yeah.
Give us a story of what that looked like.
Well, really, when I met my husband, we were in our early 20s, and he had really kind of checked all the boxes of a good partner. He had a good job. He was charming. He loved family. He wanted a family. He was from a big family. And, he just fit all the things that I was looking for in a mate. And yes, did we drink? We both drank at that time. We were 24 and we went out and we socialized and we partied. And so I never really understood the extent of the problem until I had children of my own.
Okay. And how long was that until you had children of your own?
Well, we were chatting here earlier, Cornelia, about, if you ever saw the signs, and I'll have to be honest with you. I saw the signs even pre-marriage, but I still even went forth with the marriage because, this is what I'm supposed to do, right? Everyone's getting married. My friends are getting married. And, he's a great guy. And I'm sure, once we grow a little bit older, that this will probably fade away. At least that's, that's what I told myself. So to answer your question, we got married. And my inner self always knew the answer, right? There's a problem. So We actually waited 5 years because I thought by the time we were 30, 31, that perhaps this phase of 20s and partying would end and we could start raising our family as a nice little unit. Everybody would be on board. But unfortunately, that's not what happened to me. I believe it was 3 to 6 months, I can't remember exactly, after the birth of my first son, my husband got his first DWI. And then within the year following that, he got a second DWI. And it's like everything that I had known had come crashing down. And now it was like, I have this little one now that's in play too. So I knew the extent of the problem, but again, now I'm a young mom with a family. I still have this dream of like having this nice little family, building a life together, going on the vacations together. And so I just kept on living my life, right? And just doing this. So that's kind of how it all came about.
It's really interesting, you know, to see that play out over, you know, the period over a 20-year period or whatever, right? To see it play out and like at the stages, like even when your husband got the second DUI and then, but now you're a young mom. So then now the excuse comes that you can't leave now because you're a young mom and you have. And then here's the other thing, and I'm sure all the ladies that are listening to this can relate, and that is, we're always holding out for the man to rise into the potential, rise into your potential. Like we're waiting, we're holding out for you. We're holding the space. Like let's go. Right. And so that's a lot of what we do. I mean, when was that? In 2020, I ended a relationship with a man who was really good to me. We were very good together. We had a great relationship. There was no problem with alcoholism or anything like that. He was a pilot. But the point I'm making is I was in that relationship for 2 years with this person. And then the reason I ended up breaking off the relationship is because we wanted different things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But even though everything was all good, it was really all fine, right? Like I wanted to get married, he didn't.
Right.
But I had to be willing to make room for what it is that I want, or am I going to live with what it is that he wants? That's
absolutely. And I think as young moms and women who are listening to this, who find themselves in the same position, who are perhaps in their 30s, like I was when I really had this true realization. It's like, well, hopefully, you know, once we had a son, my husband wanted a son. Our first son was a son. He'll step up. He'll be that role model. Like you said, I was holding out hope that he would eventually become the person that I knew that he wanted to be. I could see it in him, but yet the drinking was just bigger than both of us. And so much so that I also had a story in my brain that I kept telling myself that kept me in this relationship for 6 years. It was like almost 9 years after that fact. And that was, my parents were divorced. My parents had a very difficult divorce. I'm the oldest. I took a lot of that, being the oldest child. And because of that previous life experience, I said, I will never get divorced. I will never let my kids go through this. And it took me a long time to get to the point of actually saying to myself, my life and my divorce does not have to replicate my parents. I can make this how I want to make this. And through time and finally, just understanding that he wasn't going to change, I started working on myself by going through Al-Anon and therapy, but reading books and just really starting to stand up for the person that I was before the behavior of alcoholism like took its beating on me. Because when you're in that type of relationship, you become so minimalized, right? You forget who you are. you zig when they're zagging. It's like your life is really not your own. It's like you're only living your life day to day based on how they're doing.
And exactly, based on how they're doing and based on how they want. But what right. women need to understand and realize that women, you are the one that is right. in charge of living your dreams, creating your life. What is it that you want? And don't give up your dreams because of, you know, you're waiting for someone to rise in there to the potential. You made these vows and you said, yeah. I want divorce and whatever all the things are. But those are the hard facts that need to be put on the table, because if you're really going to truly be happy and maybe get into a relationship that truly honors and respects you with two people working yeah. together, coming together, working on the same thing, that's much more magical than living together, being together, but individually you're working, you want opposite things.
Yeah, absolutely. And when you're in that like fork in the road, like, you know, like I knew in my brain, like this was not going to be my life for the rest of my life. So I had two choices. I could either just take off or I could just give it my last ditch effort. Right. And I'm going to do everything. And that's when I really just started empowering myself. And so as opposed to like, and I started to do things, setting boundaries, like, I no longer went to social events with him. I just didn't. I didn't pick him up from social events. I didn't drive him anymore. I just started taking care of me and what felt good for me. And I also had to consider too, I had two little boys that I had, then I had a second son, and I had two little boys I had to take care of. And, you know, the behavior continued. But I will tell you, it all came to the point, Cornelia, for me, when I made the final choice, was I became strong enough. I became the person I was when we first met, like that independent yeah. soul, that independent woman who was living on her own. And I felt like the old me. And I realized that I can do this on my own. I can do this on my own. And my oldest son, who at that time was, I think he was 9, started to exhibit some of the behaviors of my husband. And that was it. He started just doing some things that my husband had done that I just thought were inappropriate and rude and not something I would want, how I would want to raise a young man in today's society. That's all I could say.
Yeah, That's so good. Remember when I said that you two wanted different things, you weren't even on the same page with the parent. Yeah. Because really, on some level, your husband was still feeding his own wounded child with covering.
Absolutely.
Up, right. And that was so you're not dealing with a full, complete man. You're not dealing with a full, complete.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. And as they say, alcohol, you know, will stunt the growth of your brain. Yeah. And so my husband was drinking since the age of 13. But when you're 24, you're not thinking about these things, right? You're just thinking about, oh, I'm going to get married. This is going to be great. Everything's fun. We're going to have a happy life together. And then reality comes crashing down on you. And you start to wake up. And I also think it's just the maturing process, even for myself, of recognizing what I really wanted anyway, because exactly. I will be honest. And I've said this to my clients and I've said it to my friends and whoever, regardless of my husband's addiction, in the end, if he didn't have that addiction, I don't think we'd be together, because we were just different people anyway.
Yep.
At the time we were the same. When we got together, we had because the same thoughts and
feelings. Because you have that commonality too with the alcoholism. We're getting ready to close out this show. I want to be able to give the audience an opportunity to look you up and find you on social media. What is your social media handles?
Well, you can find me. I make it pretty easy for everyone. My website is just www.deannamarie, D-E-A, 2 N's, NNA, MarieLifeCoaching.com. My Instagram is at DeannaMarieLifeCoaching.com, and my Facebook is at DeannaMarieLifeCoaching.com. So that is the best and fastest way to find me. You know, I'm doing posts weekly. I'm doing workshops. You can always find them on my website. I do a monthly workshop series, which I just finished yesterday, on how reclaiming your power in 2024. So good. I'm all about just empowering women, because at the end, Cornelia, I can never decide, and you, we cannot decide what somebody, how somebody else should live their life.
Yeah.
Right. We can only, my goal is to only support them on showing up as being the best person that they can be in that relationship at that moment that feels aligned and good for them.
And
that's what I do.
Yeah. And this is so good what you're doing. You know, I'd love to have you come back for a future show, longer show, just so you know, Deanna, that link that you have is the same link for the replay. So send that out to your audience, your social media as well. It's the same for people that couldn't join you today to watch the show. It's the same for the replay that Ashley
okay,
sent.
Great.
But I want you to speak to two things. I have two questions for you.
Sure.
We have a minute left. So 30 okay. seconds each.
I'll be quick.
So, you're speaking to your woman that is mm-hmm. your age when you were discovering that you needed to make a choice mm-hmm. and that you can do this. You're speaking to her. She wants to leave the toxic relationship. What are you mm-hmm. saying to her?
Well, what I'm saying to her is she has to be complete when she makes that decision. Like, I tell all my clients, don't race out. If as long as you're not being physically, sexually, or emotionally abused, don't race out. Figure out why you're staying. Let's get over those obstacles that are keeping you there. And when you finally get to a point where you recognize you can overcome those obstacles on your own and move forward with certainty, without fear, without doubt, without judgment, then you can move on.
Okay, that's one thing. Next question. The person that is in their 20s and she sees all the signs. She knows within her being the same way that you did. What are you saying to her?
I honestly would just say to her to trust your gut. You know, unfortunately in society, and I think as us as women, we're kind of socialized to take a certain path at a certain age. And we sometimes fall into that because of based on what our families are doing, what society is telling us to do. Not so much, I mean, I'm a baby boomer. So like, I know my kids are slowing it down and taking it a little bit, you know, they're not getting married till their 30s, but regardless, 20, early 30s, listen to yourself, really listen to your body. Do you see the signs and pay attention to those signs? I know it may be hard to walk away, but in the long run, it's going to save you heartache.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm definitely going to be sending out this segment to quite a few people that I know that are struggling with this particular issue here. So yeah. Thank you so much, Deanna Marie, for coming on. I want to thank the audience for listening and tuning in, and we'll see you again next week. Have a wonderful rest of your weekend, and we'll see you again next Friday, everyone. Take care.
Bye. You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, your call to action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways, showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at corneliastephanie.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.